diet. How was it?
How y'all doing?
Good. Adrian, you're one of the few maybe with a fresh body going into this one because you didn't get play as much on Sunday. So, like, does it feel that way? Is that the good news of this whole thing?
Body feels good. Came in, got in the cold tub, and that's just my normal routine. So, knowing it's a short week, be ready to roll. So, I feel pretty good.
So you're ready for 30 carries if they need it.
Whatever it takes, Like I always say, I'm gonna play my role, and that's all I can do.
Adrian, is there more pressure or urgency on the offense considering last week and considering there's so many injuries on defense?
I would say a little bit, guys want to start clicking, on all cylinders, getting the pass game going, obviously getting the run game going, of course. And, just guys just have to step up, so guys are looking at it that way, approaching it that way. And, we'll see how things look on Thursday.
If it's possible, could you run harder when those first two, three carries, knowing that things could get away from the running game?
I run hard every play, so I'm going to keep doing what I do.
Happy after Sunday's game. Nobody was. You said you wanted to perhaps talk to the coaches and work things out. Have you discussed what you were feeling Sunday and what kind of answers did you get?
Well, I don't think I remember saying I need to talk to him about anything. I kind of addressed how I felt about the situation. And, that was it. To me, it's like, I go back and I remember saying this on Sunday too. I go back and look at two run plays. We had a kick play that's designed to go outside. I cut it back in. I look at that play. I could have took that to the house. That changed the outcome of the game. We had another outside zone play that I shortened when I should have wrapped it around. And that one was a higher percentage chance of taking it to the house as well. So I would rather people point that out than, things about carries, because those are opportunities that, could have changed the game as well. But I guess that wouldn't, cause, that much of a ruffle, you would think that it would, and it really doesn't. It just gives people something to talk about.
Adrian, when you say things like that, is that because you simply want to shoulder more of the responsibility of the offense?
That's the mindset of, a player that wants to be great. You want to be able to, when your number is called, to be able to make plays. Of course, I would be frustrated when you think about, eight carries, but with the game getting away from us, But, that is what it is. We're focusing now on Arizona and, trying to get this thing back on the right track.
How do you prove to the coaches you deserve more than eight cracks to get rolling? Because your MO is the longer it goes, the stronger you get. And those big runs usually come third quarter, fourth quarter, where defenses get tired of you and knocking them back five.
Yeah. Excuse me, telling me to cut you off. Attempt to cut you off. But I don't have anything to prove. I feel like I've been doing it for a long time now, and they know what I can do. So, it's all about going back, watching the film, evaluating, seeing what we could have done better as offense. And, you move on from there. So that's what we did. I came in Monday with a smile on my face, ready to roll, thinking about Arizona.
Adrian, knowing the big play potential that you guys have on the ground, is that one of those things where in moments where a lot of teams might throw it to try to catch up quickly, you have to kind of stick with the run, knowing that you can get some of those quick scores as quickly as you could with a passing game?
I don't know what this week is going to present when we play Thursday. It's kind of like the question of the director, kind of going back to Sunday, and I'm trying to focus on Arizona, so we'll see how things present themselves this week, and we'll see what we do about it.
Adrian, what are your thoughts on Carson Palmer, how he's come back from his injury, and do you see him as a comeback player of the year candidate?
Of course, coming back off of ACL injury and, being able to bounce back and, have the type of season that he's having now, it speaks a lot. His mentality and his willpower. So, of course, yes.
He's done it twice. Could you imagine having to do that twice?
I don't want to think about it.
Do you think you'll be in that mix conversation, comeback player?
I don't know. I want to win a championship. That's what my mind is set on. And anything else that comes along that path, I would happily accept it.
Adrian, over your career, you've seen a lot of eight men in the box kind of lining up. Are you seeing more of that this year too, as kind of defenses are kind of making them prove that Teddy in the passing game can beat them? Or?
You know what? It's funny that people say it too. And the one thing that kind of made me, you know, just kind of sit back and just be like, man, you know, God has really blessed me with a pretty good ability. It's when 2009, mm-hmm. you know, I think about when Favre was here, and I was like, yes, you know, we're going to get guys out, you know, get 7 men in the box, and every game was 8 men in the box, you know. Like, so it's just like, you know, you just got to do what you got to do, you know. So, you know, with that, of course, we want our pass game to be more efficient and pick up, and we have what it takes to be able to do that. It's all about doing it, you know. So, God's been focusing on that. Guys know what we need to do. Guys know what areas we need to work on. You know, so when we come in there, you know, we're just not going through the motion. Guys are, you know, taking those steps to improve.
Barry Fitzgerald Jr. said in the conference call that he feels it's unfair for you guys to have to travel on a Thursday, and he doesn't really like Thursday night football at all, really. You agree with his sentiments that it's a pretty tough task to ask somebody to do what you guys have to do this week?
You know, it is what it is. It'd be worse if it's Thursday, then you had to play on Sunday. You know, but every team has to do it, so it's one you just look at and swallow for what it is and get it done.
Adrian, what's your relationship been like with Barry over the years? I know you guys have done a lot of things with Starkey together, but what's your relationship been like with him?
We have a good relationship. You know, he's definitely, I'll call him a friend. We keep in contact and talk every now and then and throughout the season, so yeah, he's a good friend of mine.
Is there an appreciation that superstars have for superstars? Because, I mean, there are not many that get the endorsements, too, that walk in that rare air.
Yeah. You know, me looking at Fitzgerald, I remember when I was in high school and he was at Pittsburgh, and I was like, man, who is this guy? You know, Pittsburgh, I don't really know this school being that good, but this receiver is amazing, you know, the things that he's able to do. And, you know, so I've been watching him since high school, you know, my senior year, so. Definitely have a lot of respect for him. He's the Hall of Fame receiver.
Good. All right. Thanks, Adrian.